Okay, Agadir of Shabbos to everybody. So Shishi of Emor is the Aliyah that deals with Chag HaSukkos. The Sforno notes that Chag HaSukkos is distinctive in two fundamental ways from all of the other Moadim and Kedushas HaZman in general. First of all, the Kiddush HaShmini v'lo HaShvi. Kedushas HaZman is built off Rishon Hulim Mikrai Kodesh, off of Shabbos, which establishes the framework of seven. We also have that theme by Pesach. Yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh is one fundamental deviation. The second fundamental deviation is the Shinoi Dira, the fact that it requires Basukos Teshvu. The Sforno doesn't mention this, but I think it's implicit in what he's saying, is that you only need one of these at a time, of course, because Basukos Teshvu Shiva Asyamim, obviously and fundamentally, we don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara tells us that because of the Sfeika Diyoma and in the Chutz Laretz, but fundamentally these would come up separately. One of the most critical details of Chag HaSukkos is the mitzvah of Dalad Minim and how it interacts with the Chag HaSukkos. And in the Dalad Minim, the role of the Priyetz Hadar, the Ibn Ezra says, Pshuto Kimashmo, that what it means is that this is the most beautiful pri that we have in the world, and that's why it's the selected as the pri that will be used for the vehicle of Simcha. The Ramban says it's the translation of Esrog B'Lashon Arami is Hadar B'Lashon HaKodesh, and the Ramban tries to explain that Derech HaTargum. But the Rashi quotes Nasmachta, but two agados that I think are very significant. The first is Pri Eitz Hadar, the Ta'am Eitz Upri Shaveh, that idea, and number two, pri hadar bilano mishana lechaverta, that the fruit, isn't just an annual phenomenon, but it on a multi-year basis develops and is cultivated. And I think these two elements relate to avodas Hashem more generally, and in particular, specifically the role of simcha in avodas Hashem. The first idea that Rashi is communicating of ta'am eitz upri shave, I think, is the idea of tochel kivoro, the idea of authenticity in avodas Hashem, and that what emerges on the outside isn't just a beautiful esrog, but the ta'am eitz is exactly the same. What you're seeing in terms of this magnificent fruit, especially according to the Ibn Ezra, what you're seeing is actually what you're really getting. And it's fundamental. And I think this too is a perspective on Simcha in the following sense. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav very famously discusses the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva and says, this authentic manifestation of Simcha is demonstrated by not just anybody, but the Chachmei Yisrael, the Rashi Yeshiva, the Rashi Sanhedrios. The point is that we're not just looking for people who are interested in having a good time, but people whose lives are defined by Avodas Hashem and who truly embody the idea of Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Part of that is a concern for Kalos Rosh and Zolzol B'Mikdash, and part of that is just because it's a much higher degree of Simcha Minei Uvei, that people who really revel in Avodas Hashem, again, not in an exhibitionist or ostentatious way, but authentically, deeply, privately revel in what the Rambam describes as Hasimcha Sheyismach Adam Basias HaMitzvah Vavas HaKel Shetiva Ben Avoda Gedolahi. We know that it's a rarefied level. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva tells us that Avoda Me'ava, Lokol Chacham Zochala, it's the Mal of Avram Avinu. So the point is that as a Cheftza of Simcha, Esrog Tam Pri Ve'etz Shave, the idea is that this is, Tochel Kivaro, exactly what it projects itself to be, and that's why it's so ra'oi for Avodas Hashem. Authenticity is vital for that, but also for Simcha, because true Simcha in Avodas Hashem is reserved for people who again, aren't just having a good time, but are really, motivated every single day by that mission. Secondly, Hadar be'ilano mishana lechaverta, mishana l'shana. The idea that this doesn't happen overnight, that this kind of beauty and this kind of magnificence is cultivated over a much more lengthy period of time, that it just takes a very, very deep and ongoing commitment And so that, I think, is also absolutely nitan for Avodas Hashem, and in particular for Simcha in Avodas Hashem. Hazor b'dima b'rina yiktzaru. There is a facet of Avodas Hashem. I remember of Lichtenstein Zetzal telling us, this actually went on a video one time, that that the yeshiva made, that Avodas Hashem makes enormous demands of a person, especially in their younger years, and, you know, devote oneself to scholarship, to discipline, etc. And then the nachas that it generates, the sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that it generates, on yinuvun b'seva be'es ziknusan, as Chazal, you know, very famously capture in the Mishnah Masachas Kinim, where they talk about ziknei amaretz versus ziknei Torah. And ziknei Torah calls man shem bizdaknin da'atan misyosheves aleyan, right, that they have a sense of yishuv hadas, that they've lived life in a meaningful way, which you can't say for ziknei, you know, am ha'aretz. So the point is that the simcha, the true joy, comes after years and years. Hazorim b'dima b'rina yiktzoru. In that respect, the pre-hadar b'ilanu mishana chaverta is a unique chavtza shel simcha.